Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn all about the number three. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and let's write our name at the tops of our papers. Remember to write your name. I'll write my name. Don't write someone else's name. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So we're going to look for things in our picture that we can count and get to three. We're going to count to three. So let's look at the trees. Let's count the trees. Ready? One, two, three. There are three trees on our page. We're going to color those trees. What do you think? What color? Yeah, green. Any kind of green will work for me. We're going to color all of the trees green. When I say all of the trees, how many trees are we coloring right now? You should be coloring. How many, if I say color all of the trees green, how many are there? Three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Here we go. One, two, three. Three is our number for today. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Here we go. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three, and three. This is my number three song. I'm just making it up. Three. If you really must know, I want you to know that three is one of my favorite numbers. I just like the number three. I just do. I have no reason why. I have colored one, two trees. I'm working on my third one now. One, two, three. One, two, three. What do you see? One, two, three. I see the tree. One, two, three. One, two, three. You count. Your turn. One, two, three. You got it. One, two, three. You should be close to finished with coloring your trees if you've been working hard this whole time. And if you're not finished, it's okay. Don't panic. But I want you to take three more seconds to finish coloring the green part of your trees. Three, two, one. Okay, go ahead and put down your green crayon. Let's find our brown crayon so we can color the trunks of the trees, the brown stem part of the trees. Go ahead and color that. How many trunks can you count? How many trunks are on these trees? One, two, and three. You should color three trunks because there are three trees and you need three trunks. One, two, three trees, three trunks. Go ahead and put down your brown crayon. Boys and girls, let's count the ants on our page. Do you see them? The creepy crawly ants? Let's count them. One, two, three. There are three ants on our page. Let's color the ants red. Let's make them red ants. Find your red crayon. Any kind of red will work. It doesn't have to be a perfect red color. Any kind will work. And we will color the ants red. How many ants are there if we color them all? Three. We have three trees with three trunks, and we have three ants. One, two, three. I'm coloring all three ants red. Red ant, red ant, red ant. Three. One, two, three. Take three more seconds since three is our number. Three, two, one. Boys and girls, let's count the squirrels. Do you see them? Let's count the squirrels. Ready? One, two, three. Let's color our squirrels gray. If you can't find a gray crayon, if you don't have a gray crayon, it's okay to use your pencil. Your pencil will make a really nice gray color. So let's color each squirrel gray. How many squirrels did we count? Three. One, two, three. Three squirrels, and they're so cute. Three trees, and they're so big. Three ants, and they scare me. And three trunks, which is what holds up the trees, right? So three squirrels are what we're coloring now. There are three squirrels on our page. One, two, three.
One, two, three. One, two, three. Do you see me? One, two, three.
Take three more seconds to color the squirrels. Three, two, one. All right, do you see the nuts or the acorns on our page? Let's count the nuts or the acorns. They're by the trees. Ready? One, two, three. Of course there's three. You probably already knew that. Let's color the nuts brown because, you know, nuts and acorns, they are brown. Let's color them brown. If we color all of the acorns, you're going to color how many? Three. Three acorns, three ants, three trees, three trunks, three squirrels, one, two, three. One, two, three. In Spanish, it's uno, dos, tres. Uno, dos, tres. I can't really roll my R's that good. It's not that good in Spanish. All right, put down your brown crayon. There are some signs in our picture in this forest. Can you guess how many signs there are? Yeah, I know. You're brilliant. Let's count them anyway. Ready? One, two, three. Let's color the signs. Let's make it different. Ready? Let's make them stand out. Let's do orange. Find an orange crayon. Any kind of orange will work. It doesn't have to be a perfect orange. And let's color all of the signs. If we color all of the signs, we will color how many? Three. Three is the number for the day. Three. You can color the whole thing orange. Each one should be orange. Three orange signs. Count with me. Ready? One, two, and three. One, two, three. We have orange signs, and there are three of them. I'm even coloring the bottom part orange. Take three more seconds for the orange signs. Three, two, one. Okay, put down all of your crayons, finished or not. Let's take out our finger. You should have your finger with you today. You should have brought it. Do you still have your finger? Okay, good. All right, let's count the trees and touch them when you count them. Ready? Touch the trees. Here we go. With your finger. One, two, three. Excellent. Okay, let's count the signs, the wooden signs. Ready? Touch them and count them with me. Ready? Here we go. One, two, three. All right, let's count the squirrels. Touch them and count with me. Ready? Begin. One, two, three. Let's count the acorns. Touch them. Ready? Begin. One, two, three. Let's count the ants. One, two, three. And the last thing I want us to practice counting, ready? The trunks of the trees, the trunks of the trees. All right, ready? Touch with your finger and count with me. Ready, begin? One, two, three. All right, find your pencil. We're going to do some of the work at the bottom of our page. There is a row of numbers going across. That's the number three. Three, 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 three. Let's look at the first one. Start at the top. We're going to trace it. Ready, go. Trace it. It's the number three. Three. Scoot over. Start at the top. Trace it with me. Three. We go down. We start at the top and we go down. Three. Scoot over. Start at the top. And work your way down when you trace it. Three. Try to trace on the line. Try to keep it neat. Scoot over. Start at the top. Trace it going down. Three. All right. Scoot over. Start at the top. Scoot down. Three. All right. Now scoot over. There should be nothing for you to trace. That's because you have to write it on your own. Start at the top and then scoot down and around. Stay neat. Try to make it as neat as you can. Scoot over, start at the top and scoot down and around. Three. Scoot over. Let's do it again. Start at the top. I'm going slow. I'm writing neat. Okay, scoot over. We're on our last one. Start at the top and make your way down. Number three. Excellent. All right, can you see the turtles on your page? There are some turtles on your page. Do you see them? Can you find the turtle that has three spots on his shell and circle it for me? I'll circle mine too. One, two, three. You're looking for the turtle with three spots. One, two, three. Is it the first turtle or the second turtle? It's the first turtle. It has three spots on its shell. Okay, scoot over. Do you see the pencils in the cup? Which one, which cup has three pencils? Circle it for me. Three pencils. One, two, three. One, two, three. Which one is it? Is it the first cup of pencils or the next cup? Yeah, it's the second cup. There are one, two, three pencils in the cup. Okay, scoot over. There's crayons in boxes. Which crayon box has three crayons? Circle it for me. I'm doing it too. Okay, is it the first crayon box or the second? Let's count the crayons in the first one. One, two. Nope, it's not that one, so scoot over. Let's count the crayons now. One, two, three. That's the one you need to circle. All right, let's look at the ladybug on our page. It doesn't have any spots at all. I want you to draw three spots on the ladybug. Just do it with your pencil. Draw three big spots so I can see them easily. And you can decide how they look and where you're putting them. But draw three spots on the ladybugs. Like the three spots on the turtle, I want you to make three spots on the ladybug. Good. All right, scoot over. Do you see the three circles inside of the boxes? That is called a 10 frame. It's a 10 frame. I want you to color with your pencil, color in those three circles. Color it in with your pencil. Fill in the circles. One, two, you're coloring in the circles with your pencil. Three. There are three counters on this 10 frame. Okay, scoot over. You should see some grass. I want you to draw three flowers. Three flowers in the grass. Use your pencil. You can put leaves on them, but I want you to draw three flowers in the grass. Do your best job. It doesn't have to be perfect, but draw three flowers in the grass. One, two, three. I'm still drawing my flowers. I have some leaves on mine. They can be tall flowers. Or they can be short flowers, you decide. But draw three flowers with your pencil. And then if you have time, you can color in your flowers if you have time. Three flowers. One, two, three. Count with me one last time, boys and girls. One, two, three. Boys and girls, you did it. You did the whole activity. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.